are back with Kelly and Cassandra live, and it's that time to protect your assets today. We have attorney and author of Financial Self-Defense, Hillel Presser, with us today. He's going to help us how to find out how to protect our hard-earned assets that we have. Welcome to the show. How are you, Hillel?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Welcome, Hillel. Where are you located?
We're located in Boca Raton, Florida.
But
we have a nationwide practice, so we have clients in almost every single state and different countries.
This is what I have to say to that. I believe that I want to learn more, and I need some hands-on, and I need to come out to Boca Raton to learn. And we need to do our show from your office.
Sounds like a good business trip.
Or the beach.
Yeah, let's do it on the beach.
And you'd probably get the best results if you did it right around Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yes. Perfect. Excellent results. We're all about results. Kelly and I were just saying how interesting the name of your book is, Financial Self-Defense. We like that. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, thank you. You know, it's people work their entire life so they can retire, pass money down to their kids, donate to charities, whatever the reason may be. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in today's terrible economy, people are losing their jobs. The people who are lucky enough to keep them are making less and less. And unfortunately, lawsuits have really become the next biggest business. You know, there's a lawyer on almost every single corner that'll take your case for free on a contingency fee basis. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy, if not free, to sue. And hey, listen, it costs you a couple of hours, but whoever you're suing, they could lose everything. You know, one car accident, one slip and fall, one divorce, one short sale or foreclosure deficiency, you can be getting ready to retire, and lose every single thing you have based on one result.
Wow. Wow, unbelievable.
Self-defense.
So my title was How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone Every Time, and that's what we do.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your book, how it opens up, and what you go into. What can we learn from getting your book in protecting our assets? Are there certain steps to follow?
Yeah, well, the first thing you definitely want to do is read the book. And what I wanted to do today is a special courtesy. If any of your listeners go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free copy of the book, free shipping. So that's number one. I want them to educate themselves. Okay.
Okay, and your website is, let's keep saying that over and over.
www.assetprotectionattorneys.com.
Okay.
As long as they mention your show. And the best thing a client can do is, first of all, educate themselves, learn that there are steps you can take to protect yourselves. Because people don't know about asset protection. You know, there might be 1,000 criminal attorneys or 1,000 real estate or personal injury attorneys in every city. I only compete with maybe 10 or 15, 20 people in the whole country. So it's a very special niche. But in the book, we're going to teach them how to protect everything. It tells you how to protect your checking, savings, stocks, bonds, CDs, money markets, brokerage accounts. Talks to you about how to protect your primary residence, vacation homes, rental real estate. Talks to you about how to protect shares in a corporation, membership interest in an LLC. Talks about how to protect cars, boats, planes, and even goes into talk about how to protect intellectual property like domains and phone numbers. And that's really the first half of the book. The second half of the book is how to protect yourself in every situation. So how do you protect from a divorce? How do you protect from a short sale or foreclosure deficiency? How do you protect from a lawsuit? You know, there's different techniques and tactics you want to use based on who your potential threat and creditor is.
So what is a common mistake that a lot of people you think are making? Because I didn't even know that this existed. You could protect so many things.
Well, first of all, you want nothing in your personal name. You know, anything that's in your personal name, if you have a checking account or a house in your personal name, somebody can sue you and take it. So I tell my clients, own nothing but control everything.
Wow. Okay. So, all right. So I have my personal account, and I have my business that's an LLC, which someone did try to sue me recently, but lost. How do you not have a personal account? Because don't you need that to be able to
establish credit?
Yes.
Well, you can have personal accounts, but you just want to keep minimal amounts in there. So depending on how much you spend, you might want to keep 3 months of expenses in there or 6 months of expenses in there. Now, I have clients who are just starting off, and for them that might be a couple hundred dollars. I represent a lot lot of professional athletes, for them that might be hundreds of thousands of dollars. But anything that is like your real cushion, your real savings, your real investing, you never want in your personal name. You want to put it in some sort of asset protection holding company.
Oh.
And there's a lot of different entities, and there's no one size fits all. You know, for someone it might be an LLC, for someone it might be a limited partnership, for someone it might be some sort of variation of trust. You know, there's so many different things you can do to protect it. And you brought up a great point, which is you were sued, but you won. But what I tell my clients is, if you're sued and you win, you really lose, because you're going to have to spend tens of thousands of dollars defending the case. So even when you're a winner, you're a loser.
Right. This, unfortunately, was just a very small thing and small claims. And
good.
Really horrible waste of time. It was terrible. But the thing is there are people out there that think that you owe them, or that something of yours is theirs. Now, you were talking about a home and cars. Of course, like, I'm someone purchasing a home right now, and you put it in your name. Are you saying we shouldn't put our home in our name?
Well, it depends, because there's a lot of things that go into it. It's not just asset protection. There's some tax issues that go into it, so you want to consider that. Also, it depends on your state. Every state's different, so I'll give you an example. In Florida, your home's protected. In another state, your home might not be protected. So depending on where you live and depending on what you want to accomplish, you're going to do different things. And that's why I stress to everybody, you know, there's no one-size-fits-all. You know, every plan needs to be customized to your needs, because what might work for you might not work for me, and vice versa. And, you know, you got real lucky on that small claims court case, and I'm happy, and that's great.
Thank you.
You know, the unfortunate thing is that, and these are the stats, the average person and company is sued 5 times over their lifetime. So if you have an LLC, you're going to be sued 5 times on average, and the LLC will be sued 5 times on average. Now, I have clients that have never been sued, but I also have clients that get sued dozens of times every month. So
that was my only time ever.
And hopefully it's the last.
Yeah.
And so let me ask you then, what would you say is your most important point or points in your book?
You know, I think that there's so much out there, but again, number one, you have to educate yourself, because like you said, you didn't even know this existed. So before you can do anything, understand that it exists. And again, if they go to our website at assetprotectionattorneys.com, they mention your show, we'll send them a free book with free shipping. Once they know that it exists, they need to inventory their wealth. So many people have so much more than they think they have. You know, someone comes in and they only think, oh, I have a car or a house or money in the bank. Well, I say, well, don't you have a business? And they answer yes. I said, well, what if your phone number started ringing to the competitor? What if your domain name started going to the competitor's website? So people have so much more than they think they have. Maybe somebody owes you money. Maybe you're going to get a potential inheritance. So after you educate yourself, you want to inventory every single thing that you have. And only once you educate yourself and inventory what you have can you even start to think about beginning about how to protect yourself.
And is an asset to you considered an asset when it's your home, when it's not paid off, or your car's not paid off? You know, they always say it's not truly an asset if you don't own it and you're making payments.
Well, the asset would be only if there's equity. So, you know, if you have a house that's worth $100,000 but you owe $85,000, you'd still have $15,000 of equity.
Okay.
But also, you need to make sure you protect yourself the other way as well. Right now, you're talking about protecting your house and protecting your car, and that's what you should look at. But you also have to look the other way around. Let me explain. You also need to protect yourself from your house and from your car. If you get in an accident driving your car, somebody's going to sue you. If somebody comes to a party at your house and slips and falls, they're going to sue you. So you not only want to protect your assets in case you get sued, you also want to protect yourself in case you get sued as a result of your assets.
It seems like it's so much information. So what will the average reader be able to find out from your book? Because it sounds like something we all need.
Yeah, well, the book, you know, I wrote the book in layman's terms. So you can literally read the book, pick it up today, and learn something tomorrow and implement it. And there's a lot of things in there that don't cost anything to do. I mean, certainly they can see an asset protection attorney if they really want to get buttoned up. But there's a lot of steps somebody can take that really won't cost them anything. So really, they got to educate themselves and read the book.
I love that.
Important information, very
Absolutely.
Important. So you told us we need to get the book, and again, one more time, tell us how we can get that by mentioning the show. I'll be doing it myself.
All you got to do is go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. On the top, you'll see a contact form. Mention the show. I'll send you a free book. As a matter of fact, I'll send you, not only will I send you Financial Self-Defense, I'll send you another book I wrote, Asset Protection Secrets, which is great as well. I'll send them free. I'll send them free shipping. And the challenge I would give to every one of your listeners is for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it.
Wow, I like that. So why is using an attorney important when it comes to finances then? Because, you know, when people think about finances, they think about investors, they think about bankers, but
or insurance over, you know,
right,
that sort of thing.
But rarely attorneys.
Well, listen, you know, I tell my clients, and people laugh, the first thing I say to my client is, I will never make you a penny richer. And they laugh, but it's true. You know, in this day and age, it's not so much about how much can you make, it's how do I keep what I have? Because litigation, stock market, there's so many different things that can take what you worked your whole life to obtain. So in today's day and age, you got to be more worried about conserving the principal than trying to make these huge returns. So we don't tell people what to invest in. You know, we don't tell them what real estate to buy. You know, we're not financial advisors. You know, certainly they can go to somebody for that. We're going to tell them how do they protect everything they have from any situation.
You have easy to understand information. We're going to understand this, and definitely untapped resources that are out there that we can use to protect ourselves and what we have.
After you read the book, you're going to be giving the interview.
Wow.
Thank you, Hillel Presser, attorney and author of Financial Self-Defense, AssetProtectionAttorneys.com. There's a representative, in all 50 states. Is that correct?
Correct.
Wonderful.
And we have a sound effect for you. We're like,
hey! And listen, let me know when you come down here, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll give you a whole presentation, then you'll really know. You'll be experts.
I will be so tough when I get back. No, you'll have
you probably won't want to leave.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Hillel. And
thanks for having me.
Much success to you, and we hope you'll come back again sometime and give us more information.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Keep us posted. Keep us learning. Thanks, Hillel.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Well, that was...